Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Katina Kirkendall, and you're tuning in to another Chronicles for, comfort moment, but you're tuning in to another Chronicles of Favorite Woman, another episode of Chronicles of Favorite Woman. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, thank God for saving me. Oh, I just want to say thank you. I'm so appreciative right now, more than you will ever know. But you know I don't start off the show without doing prayer, so let me just go straight into it. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you and I praise you. Lord, I humbly submit myself, man, Sachina, to you right now. And I invite your Holy Spirit to come in and saturate and dominate the airways tonight. I want to thank you, a special blessing for our guest tonight. I want to thank you for choosing him as a vessel and using him as a vessel as he reaches many people. And I thank you, Lord, for bringing collective force together, like-minded people together. I thank you for answering prayers. I thank you so much. And I thank you for those that this message is that destined to touch, that it may be refreshing and nourishment and nuggets of wisdom for their soul. And as I move forward today, Lord, we're just going to send out, dispatch your angels, your heavenly angels, to make all the crooked paths straight, that anything and nothing will come in to try to stop or block what is intended to be said tonight. And it's in Jesus' name we ask and pray. Amen. So amen, amen, amen. Good evening, my sister. How are you doing? As I mentioned, my name is Katina Kirkendall. You are tuning into another episode. And you all, this is it. My March Men Messenger is coming to a close, but as a result of it, I will tell you this, after the end of the show to say that, but it's ending, and my final guest, last but not least, this phenomenal brother, I got a chance to meet because we both serve on different platforms together. And I was just expressing to him earlier that it's one thing now that we've entered into this world, we're all like-minded people just trying to reach and help other people by, you know, telling our story. And I'm a speaker. Our guest tonight, he's an artist. You know, he has a beautiful set of vocals, and just not just a beautiful set, he is anointed. There's a difference between you can sing and those who can sing, and he can sing. And what makes it different is the anointing on his life. But everyone has a story, and he is no different. And I'm so looking forward to introducing you all to him. So I'm just not going to waste any more time. Tonight's subject is basically a heart of a man. And I would like to introduce some and present others, Dr. Jonathan Haynes. Haynes.
Yes, correct. Hello, everyone. Dr. Jonathan Haynes is here. So excited for the conversation.
I'm so excited to have you. I got a chance to finally meet you in person, as I mentioned earlier. You know, we get to meet a lot of people virtually, but when we can come together collective person and in the personal space, it just does, for me, it just does a lot. I love it. I love to see the face to the name and to, you know, what we hear on the platform. So thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on here tonight. I really appreciate it.
No problem at all. No problem.
Okay. So I'm just going to kick it off. I'm going to ask you three questions. Who you are, what do, and why do you love doing what you do?
Awesome. Again, hello, everyone. My name is Dr. Jonathan Haynes. I'm from Gulfport, Mississippi, 27-year-old man who loves God. I'm an award-winning gospel recording artist, three-time international best-selling author, motivational speaker, podcast. I have a clothing store, lifestyle coach, and the list goes on and on and on. But why I do what I do is because God has saved my life multiple times, and any chance that I get to tell anybody how God can flip the script in anybody's life, I'm there for it. So to sum it all up, I'm just a lover of God, and he literally has blown my mind.
I know that's right. And you know what? I just said it. Everybody has a story. I don't care the title that you have. I don't care the accolade that you have. We all come from a story, and you're no different. So when I think of A Heart of a Man, I know that you're currently co-authoring, if I'm not mistaken, co-authoring a book called Heart of a Man. Is that correct?
Yes, The Heart of a Black Man. Yes.
A Heart of a Black Man. And so that struck me. I was like, as women, we're talkers. Well, I know that I am. You know, I like to express, but when I hear brothers coming together and putting their heart out there, I couldn't help but to reach out. I couldn't help because we have so they're in that situation right there. And just like women, you know, they do it in silence. They do it in
silence. Right.
And that's what you hear. So tell me about The Heart of a Black Man. Tell us what that's about.
Yes, yes. The Heart of a Black Man is an awesome book that's coming out April the 20th, which is over 25 black men telling their stories of overcoming triumph stories, how they became the success they are, the success that they are, and just experiences in today's society as a black man. As we know, so much goes on with our black men, and so many comes against us, and this book is just defying the odds to make things happen as a black man and to be the success that we are. So it's 25 powerful men that defy the odds and are very successful in today. So that book is going to be amazing. I hope everyone gets something from it because, like you said, a lot of men don't talk about their stories of what they went through. So this book is going to give you that and so much more.
Awesome. And so you said, you know, the fact that you said 25 men, that's powerful because how often do you get 25 men collectively together to share? That is phenomenal.
Right.
That's phenomenal.
Yes.
I have a what made you decide to take on this project?
Right, because I got in this project at the tail end. They were looking for authors in December, and I think I joined in February, and it was almost the last week to sign up. But it came across my page from Talisha Barrett, who is the forefront of this amazing book with Courageous Women Magazine. And I just thought the title just said it all, The Heart of a Black Man. And so when I seen that title, I DM'd her. We talked. She wanted to know my background. She said, you'll be perfect for this book. And I signed up that same day. And so I'm so grateful that I know it was God who put that in my forefront because I haven't seen this flyer until February, and they've been out since December. So I knew it was something that God wanted me to do, and it just resonated when it was something like I said, okay, I might not do it, but every day I was thinking about this book. And so I decided to text her, and I haven't looked back.
Awesome. And look at you, full steam ahead. Full steam ahead.
Yes.
I commend you, brothers. I really do, because we all go through, you know, my heart, I have two boys, and they're 17 years apart. So when I look at me as a, you know, as a single mother with my second child, it's just like, gosh, I couldn't even imagine being a kid now. But it's interesting, you know, it's very, very interesting. You know, one of the things I see is your mother. I love that. I mean, she is like right there, you know. That's my baby.
Yes.
I mean, that's your baby. That's your baby. I love it. So how has your mother or your parents played a role in your life as a black man?
Yes. As you know, I think it's common that boys are mama babies. And so my mother has been a single parent since I can remember. I lost my father at 11, but she was still a single parent even while that. And so growing up, I've seen what she did to make sure I had everything I needed. She was a successful single woman who made over six figures. She made sure I had everything I needed and more at a job, and she did. She worked extra jobs to make sure her son had everything that he needed. And so now it's my mission to make sure that she don't have to work as hard as she did for me, because now it's time for me to show her that she everything that she did didn't go in vain. So anybody that knows me know I love my mom. She's my number one supporter. I was in Houston, Texas just Friday and Saturday, and she said, I'm coming with you. She drove up there with me just to support me. And that's what we love to see. And so that's my rock, and I love her to death.
Yes, you better know. Listen, hey, let me say, I tell my son, ain't no love like a mother's love, baby. And no love like a mother's love. Because we're going to do what we need to do to make it happen. And your mother is definitely someone who edifies that. So I understand. So you got the grounding. So I know, you know, living in, you know, home, even though your mom made sure you had, you know, things, and then your dad is no longer here, you know, Lord bless the dead, you know, how did that affect you? I know your mom did everything, but how did the absence of your father affect you?
Yes, many know and many who do not know my story. Yes, after losing my father, I went through a very, very troubling time in my life. I was a straight-A student. I was in the church. I was doing everything right. Then all of a sudden, he died at my age of 11 from a brain aneurysm. And I did not know how to cope with it. I didn't know how to bear with it, because the last time I talked to him was around Christmas time, and I didn't even tell him I loved him. And so it put me down a downward spiral. And I can remember at the age of 14 was my very first time of trying to commit suicide. I tried three times, 14, 18, and 20. And so I want people to know that it ain't always been easy, but I thank God that he saved my life each and every time that I tried to take life. And so you'll say, how did you do all that? And your mother, I didn't tell my mother what I was going through. She didn't even know about me trying to commit suicide until I started sharing my testimony 3 years. And I started on Facebook, because I thought it would be, okay, if I share it on Facebook, she's going to see it, and there we go. So she didn't know nothing that I was going through. And now she was like, why didn't you tell me? But when you go through things like that, the enemy puts in your mind, nobody loves you. Nobody cares.
That's right.
And
that's
so
right.
When I went through those things, yeah, so when I went through those things, I just felt like nobody was there, and the odds were against me. So I tried to commit suicide 3 times, but God saved me each and every time that I tried to. And so it's my mission now to be the example of someone losing their father who has a single parent, to say God has a way of flipping the script, and you can make your significant other, your partner, your parent, whatever it is, proud, because we may not have everything, but we had God, and he ordered my steps each and every step of the way.
That is powerful. 3 times. And, you know, how many people would admit? A lot of us won't do it, but I know I've been there. You know, I've been there. If it wasn't for my children, I don't know if I would be here. I really don't.
Yeah.
I really don't. Because I get, you know, when you have those stages and you get silent, because I'm a survivor of childhood sexual abuse and other abuse at that, and you get to that point where you don't feel like nobody cares, you know, or, you know, I grew up in an era where kids were seen and not heard, and so the adults were always right, and the children, you know, you came out of line, you automatically disrespectful, but never tried to find out why I did the things. And I tell people, have to learn to do that. We got to be, and I'm not knocking any parent that's doing whatever, but sometimes our kids are sometimes screaming for help, even though we don't think that they need help. But as a, well, you know what I gathered, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, because your mother worked hard. She made sure that you were secured, and she made sure you did this. And even though the enemy was putting it out to you that you're not worthy, do you find some sense of, well, I don't want to burden my mother?
Yes, and so that was a part of it. And so, as you can imagine, she was doing everything that she could do for me. And so, as a young child, I already lost my father, so I didn't know how that would affect on her losing my father. And then putting this burden of her trying to work so hard, and then telling her I'm trying to do this and try to do that. And so I didn't want to. I think that's what the enemy played in me. I didn't want to tell her because I didn't know how that would affect her. But I know my mother, and she would have got me the help that I needed. But I went through those things to be who I am today. I wouldn't change it at all because my past has made me stronger. So I wouldn't have had the testimony, and I don't think I would have had the life that I have today because my testimony is the reason why I have grown and grown to be who I am today. So I wouldn't change a thing, but if I did tell her, I knew she would have did something about it.
Because as mothers, we're protective, and we're going to protect our babies at all. And I don't care what we got to do, we going to make sure it happens. And that's what your mother reminds me of. And when I see your mother on Facebook, now see, that's what I'm talking about. I love that. She's going to make sure she's there. But, you know, I commend you because, one, it takes, I tell people, it takes some type of strength or whatever to get to that point where you want to take your life. You know, and now you've done that, not once, not twice, but thrice. And God saw through. After that time, did something click?
Yes. The third time that I tried, I didn't tell, but was the most traumatic because I had a gun to my head. I put the bullet in there. I unlocked it. I pulled the trigger. But the bullet did not come out. And so when you do something that is so traumatic like that, I remember giving my life back to God and saying, I don't know what came over me, but I want you to save my life. And I said, why did I just try to do this? It's like I came back to reality, like the sense of the enemy went away. And I said, why did I try to do that? So at that moment, something clicked and said, you're here for a reason. And I remember God saying to me, I remember a still small voice, I said, God, if you still want me here and you save me, why am I still here? And I remember him saying, in 5 years, I'm going to stay the course. And if anybody knows me, 5 years at 25, God literally blew my mind. And that was around the pandemic time. And he blowed my mind. I was a recording artist. But everything that's attached to me after the bestseller, the speaker, the podcast, the clothing, everything else came during that five-year mark. So I tell people, look what God can do. If he said it, he will make it come to pass.
He will do it. And I believe all you need to word down is what we call faith. Have the faith in it because think about it. Not once, not twice, but three times. You know, that third time, I'm sitting there like, oh, my gosh, you actually had the bullet in the gun, and you pulled the trigger, nothing happened. But God. So it's click. Now you're with the Lord. Hey, I'm ready to do the work. You got something for me to do. What was the first thing that came to you as far as him showing you when he showed up and showed out? What was the first thing?
Yeah, so the first thing came before the pandemic. I am a recording artist, and so God started putting me in places that I couldn't even imagine. I'm from Gulfport, Mississippi, and he started getting me on the same stages with Jacqueline Carr, Karen Clark Shear, Kiara Shear, Tasha Cobb Leonard, Anthony Brown, Jason Nelson, Leandria Johnson, and Donald Lawrence, Third the Baptist, Kiki Wyatt on some stages, and the list can go on and on. And that was like a couple of months, a year, 2 years later, and then around the pandemic time, I became a three-time international best-selling author, and I became a speaker, a motivational speaker who was speaking on stages with people like Les Brown and Dr. Cheryl Woods and people of the masses, people that take 20 years to speak on these same stages. God put it in like less than 3 years or 2 years during the pandemic. So he literally has blown my mind, and I'm still blown because, as you know, I received the Presidential Lifetime Achievement Award this year at 26, and then I became 27. And people tell me that award goes 40s or the late 30s and 50s. I'm in my 20s, and then he gave me an honorary doctorate at 25. And so God has literally blown my mind. And so I'm just staying the course and doing what he tells me to do.
right. That's right. And you're right. That's why I saw you. Because we were getting our award at the time. That is something, but in your 20s, you know, it just goes on how he can be swift and he can be fast. And if you're holding tight, praising him, not praising him like fully, like you're sick and tired, being sick and tired. And you're like, you know what, Lord, I surrender myself to you. I surrender. I want to do your work. And he was like, just watch me work. And you're a perfect example. Watch me work. And look at you now. You're sitting in your own thing, going on all these platforms and stages and doing what you love to have been anointed to do. And on top of that, your story. When you tell these men, I have been there where you've been. Hey, I have conquered what you're trying to conquer. I am your testimony. Let me tell you my story. You know, I commend you for that because a lot of men don't like to share stuff like that. But the fact that you're becoming vocal and determined to be vocal, and I'm sure inspired, trying to get other people to do something. That's right. You're right. I got people chiming in on the live saying, glory to God. And I'm just telling you, this brother is only like 27. Doctoral degree, presidential lifetime achievement award, because we got ours at the same time, and a recording artist, and on so many stages. And this is from someone who was going through and was trying to commit suicide not once, not twice, but three times, and still here. Honey, you about to be, listen, you are every bit of fire, F-I-Y-I. Fire. So I love it because I know I reached out to you earlier and you told me you was in Houston, you were recording. I said, that man, stay on the go. I am not asking for you. Stay on the go. And but you know, God will always make that way because even with all that you had going on, you still made the time out. You know, we were able to finally get in touch and it didn't take much. You know, and you were still, you were prepared for a show this morning before we talked. And I said, you know, I love these youth, but you're so humbled. I love most about you. You are so humble and you are so grounded. And a powerful voice for God, though. Because when it comes to the word of God, I see it. There ain't no timidity, you know, being timid about you. It's like, nah, we're on fire, and this is what we're going to do, and this is how we're going to do it. So I commend you for that. I truly commend you for that. You know, and now you're saying you're a three-time author. That has to be exciting. You know, can you tell me some of the past books you've done and what they have addressed?
Yeah, so the three best-selling books was the first one that I ever did was called Make It Happen by the Butts in the Seat Queen, Kern Cherry, and it's called Make It Happen. Yeah. And it was saying to find the odds to make it happen. And so I told you my story, and it was right around I started sharing my testimony. I said, this book simply states my life, how I went through things to make it happen. And so that book changed my life forever because everything that I've accomplished now came through that book. The second book was called Boss Your Lane for the Novice Entrepreneur, which is giving advice to new up-and-coming entrepreneurs, people that just need more advice, has been in the industry for years. It's just a book of all types of goodies for bosses or people that's trying to be entrepreneurs or the entrepreneur. And then the third book that I was a Ford author with, it was Women, Yes You, Yes Now, Women Winning in Business, and I was a Ford author, me and Dr. Jonas, two men to be Ford authors for that book, and to be a Ford author means so much, and to be 27, as you said, to be a Ford author, I don't take that for granted because that's an honor.
That's a humbling experience.
Yes, and so that book is just a whole bunch of women telling their stories of how they became successful women in business, love, and life. And so those books are available now. And then I have a fourth book that we haven't really did anything about it, but it just got released. It's a devotional, which I would start saying much more. But those three books are available on Amazon, or you can reach me to get a hand-signed copy from me because it will bless your life, all books, all three of those books.
What's the fourth book? You didn't mention it.
Yes, the fourth book is with Dr. Sylvia Cole, because we just finally just did a promo for the book this Monday, which, yes, it's a devotional. And so this book was supposed to come out last year. So this one is a devotional. I will tag you in it, and people just look out for it. It's another devotional. It's called, oh, my God, I Take God at His Word devotional. And so that's just on pre-order now, so go get that, too.
Yes, it is in pre-sale right now. It truly is in pre-sale.
Yeah.
It's funny because I'm one of the authors in that book as well. So it's just something. We did the Presidential Lifetime with her, and now we're doing a book, another book together. So I have people that's chiming in on the live. So one of the things that she wanted to know is she got in a little later. Wouldn't mind you doing it again. She said, I'm sure you may have already said it, but what brought you to the breaking point of wanting to end your life?
Oh, yes. What made me want to end my life, it was just losing my father at a young age. My mother was a single parent, but my daddy was in my life. I spent time with him. He made me who I am. He told me to wait on the Lord. He was telling me things as well. And so if you lose a parent, any parent, I know it's a difference. If you lose your mother, it's a totally different thing because I don't know how I'll respond, but my daddy as well. So when I lost him, I just felt that I couldn't take life anymore. And then the enemy started coming in my mind, telling me I wasn't good enough, that people don't like you. These people just, you know, don't want to hang around you. Your parents don't even love you. You see your daddy left. You know, the enemy puts everything in your mind. So that one made me try to commit suicide. The first time. The second time was just hanging around the same wrong people. I was hanging out. I didn't say this part. I was hanging out with people in gangs. I was doing drugs. I was smoking, doing all these things that I knew I didn't have any business doing. So that was the second time. The third time, I'm traveling the world doing what I thought I loved, but I thought I wasn't good enough. And this is things that we go through on a daily, but we don't tell anybody. And so, and I always say this, I was a youth pastor. Well, not a youth pastor. I was a youth president for over 200, 300 youth. I was a shallow district youth president for like over 100 churches. And what broke me down is, how can I tell youth to be who God has called them to be and to don't give up? And the same day I was trying to commit suicide. So that was a defining moment for me to change my life as well.
Right. And that's the moment, Pastor Shalanda, where that was his, like, you know, of all the attempts, this one was the worst because he actually put a bullet in a gun and he pulled the trigger. Bullet.
Yes.
What, did it got stuck or it didn't, what happened to the bullet?
I put the bullet in, and this is what people under understand. Okay, said, because my grandfather taught me how to use guns at an early age, so I knew where the guns was. So I unlocked the gun. I put the bullets in there. I clicked it, but the bullet didn't come out. Because I remember shooting a gun with him a couple of weeks ago, a couple of days ago, so I knew nothing was wrong with it. But I knew that was God saving my life. So when you do something like that, that truly will set you straight and get you on the right path.
Yes. It will definitely give you a reality check quickly. Most definitely.
Yes.
It will definitely do it. And, you know, to hear you say that you were in gangs, to see, you know, that you do drugs. And, you know, it's interesting. When you look at you and I look at you, I don't see none of that. That's what I love about you. I don't see none of that. I knew that there was a story, but I didn't know that story. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It was just like, you know, you just see the little, you know, I call you a little quiet boy. I'm sorry, I'm a little quiet boy. Oh, he's so sweet. But testimony, bro. I mean, you've been through it. It's like, don't sleep on me. Don't sleep on me. I got a story.
Yeah.
You know, I maybe see. You know.
Right.
But when it goes back to my point when I tell people, when you look at people, you're always looking at a story. You just don't know what it is. And I tell people, especially see, all you do is smile, and you be like, oh, okay, well, whatever. Most of those people got a story, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Most of people tell people, don't mess with people that don't know what they're delivered from. Leave them alone, you know? And but what I say all this to say this about grace. Grace will
follow you and come and get you anywhere you are if you want him bad enough. He will come and pick you out of what of that miry clay that you're in, and he will come and wash you off. He will come and dust you off and put a new life in you. So your walk is and your talk is different. Because to look at you now, nothing but grace from the soul being, nothing but an example of grace. So I just want you to kind of expound on that just a little bit about how grace
has
covered. Because you don't look nothing. You don't look nothing like it. But I tell you, if it wasn't for him, if it wasn't for him, and then, you know, now that's to see how far you've come. And listen, you're still young. You still got more to go, honey. You still got more to go, but you're on fire. And that is you're on fire for the Lord, because not only, I tell people, a testimony is really a test. That testimony is created from the test that we go through, and the test is designed to help somebody else who will be going through the same thing, because that's the reason why you went through that. So you can be a testimony, because you are showing, y'all, it's lightning and thunder and all that. So, you're living proof that if he got you through, he'll get you through. And that's why I love the fact that platform of educating people, of coaching people, of ministering through songs. So let's see. Someone sent me, Psalms 23:6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I should dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You got that right. Definitely, Dr. Johnson, no doubt about that. I have a question for you, though. You know, everyone that, you know, you come in contact with quite a few people, you know, you've been in the game. What are some of the things that you've, you know, now that you're out, you know, what do you see now that you've been there? Now, what are the things you see now, and how do you address it?
Yes. Can you repeat that question again? I'm sorry.
Yeah. So basically, you've been out in the game. You've already been in the world of the drugs and world of gangs and stuff like that. Do you run into people like that? Run into your old people that you know, or what is your? Well, let me change the dynamic. How do you help someone who's there and trying to get out?
Yes, I have friends that I used to hang out with, and I know people that was in the gangs as well, or people that I used to hang around in school that I was doing the same things. And they'll come up to me, and they'll be like, I just don't see the same person. How can you help me get out of the things that we used to do together? And so I tell them what I did. I tell them how I go to church, I pray, and I believe God for change. And so anytime I get the opportunity to tell anybody how I can change, it's my mission to do that. And every time people see me, they feel totally different. They say, oh, here come pastor, here come minister. He's different now. And so I know that I'm doing something to show them that if I was doing the same thing you were doing and I'm doing this now, God can do away in you. So I see people all the time that I used to hang around with, and there's still some people are still doing the same things, but I'm trying to teach them how. And some people have changed and go to church at the same church as I go with. Anytime I have events, they want to come and learn more about God. So I see some of the most people, but anytime I see them, I want to help them be the best they can be and turn, make a change. You can't make nobody change if they don't want the help. But it's my mission to bless as many people as I can who wants it.
That's right. And you said something very important. You got to want like that. You got to be hungry for it. And I can agree on that because, you know, I get it. You know, I get that. Well, you know, well, Sheena thinks she's this and this and this and this. And I used to say, you know, no, you think I'm this and this and this. Something. And she said that, Yeah, actually, I do think that I'm all that. You know why? Because I know what God is going to do to me. What I want to do, what can I do to get there? You know, I thought about perspective. But the fact that you are going back, you know, you went back and you're helping people along, because isn't that what that's all about? When God delivers you, requires us to go back. So,
yes.
That, because this is a requirement. I tell people, when God delivers you, you don't have the right to keep your story a secret. He delivered you so you could go and help others. So how important is that when it comes to being delivered going back?
Yes.
Oh. No, go ahead, Ryan. I'm sorry.
No, I was agreeing with you. I was saying 100%. That's right.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is. So I'm going to change course just a little bit, but not too much, because it's all about, you know, you minister in so many ways, and song is one of them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
At what point did that, like, I know you always knew that you had the gift, or did you? And then, and you put, you know, you kind of, it went on pause for a second. Now you're back,
mm-hmm.
and you're on fire for it. So,
mm-hmm.
How this, when it started, stopped, and now here it is now. Tell me the journey with that.
Yeah, so my music, anybody know me, knows singing is my passion, and this is my everything. This is what I wanted to do since I was little. I wanted to sing. I wanted to be a nurse, but I knew singing was my passion. I knew this is what I wanted to do. And so even when I wasn't doing it full time, I got out of high school. I was a substitute teacher, but I was singing every weekend to make my dream come to pass. And so
mm-hmm.
how it started is I was singing all the time. God blessed me, and I didn't have a break. I was singing almost, if it was 30 days in a month, I was singing almost 22 days out of a month on weekends.
Wow.
Three events all around the world. And then when it stopped, it was around the pandemic and before, because, you know, everything slowed down. And so I was like, is this my calling? Why are nobody calling back after everything went through? And so almost last year, I didn't have as many engagements as I normally do. I used to be book singing every weekend, every week I'm doing something. And then last year I would get one a month and I didn't do anything, but that's the way God works. I had other mm-hmm. things. My business side took off. My speaking side took off. My books took off. And then now we're back. God has been blowing my mind. Now I'm trying to figure out how I'm doing everything, but I ask God for this. Now I'm back on schedule singing all the time. Now I'm on podcast interviews, speaking all around the world. And then you add doing books and doing business stuff. So now I'm doing so much more. And so mm-hmm. I don't take it for granted. This is my passion, and I'm going to make time for singing because this is what I first did. And so, as you said, I just came from Houston doing talk shows. I don't get as much sleep, but I do make time for myself. I love it. I do it. I get the proper sleep, and then I keep on going because this is what I ask God for. And so now that it's here, am I going to say this is too much? You know, is this not what I asked for? So now everything that I got, now I'm showing him that I can do it.
Nice. I love you said something very, very important. With all that you have going on, you make time for yourself, that me
mm-hmm.
time.
Yes.
How important is
it's so, so, so important. As people know, if you follow me on social media, I'm doing something every single day or every other day. I'm doing something. If it's not singing, it's a talk show. If it's not that, it's a radio show. If it's not that, it's a podcast. If it's not, it's an event. But people don't know that I do these things, but I make sure that after all that, 2 to 3 days out of the week, I relax and I meditate on the Word of God and I rest. Because
if I don't rest or if I can't do these things, what am I? How can I save people? How can I deliver people? So people don't see that because they see all the things, all these flies and all this, but I do make sure that I have time. Even though I went to Houston for work, I still made time to rest. So, you know, I went to Houston, I did my thing, and then that next day I rested and then I left. So it's always important to do what you want to do but make time for yourself, because sometimes doing all this can make you go to the hospital and can make you extremely sick if you don't take care of yourself the right way.
And I think I saw a post that you had. You said, I went out in the studio, blah, blah, and it's time to rest. I said, now that's what I'm talking about. Balance.
Yes.
Balance.
Yes. I love my sleep. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, it's important now. Look, I can sleep when I'm there. You know, that's what they said. Oh, I need to give me some sleep before I get there.
But I'm telling you, yes.
No, what was you going to say?
I was saying, yes, people say that, and I say I love sleep, but I don't go to sleep about 3, 4:30 in the morning, get up at 9:30. So I'm saying I get my rest, but I really don't. So, but as an entrepreneur, as you know, that sleep that we get,
yeah,
that good little 5-6 hours is a sleep enough for us. Yeah.
Power nap.
Yes.
I find power nap times, and sometimes those be the best ones. Get your energy and adrenaline running.
Yes.
So, yeah. I mean, so I have a question. So what's in store for you? What do you have on your ride?
Yes, what's in store for me is still continuing to do what I love, continuing to sing. It's time for more music. I have 2 singles that I've been featured on so many things, but it's time for new music in this year and try to do an album by the beginning of next year. And so new music, we have new books coming out, speaking still. I'm trying to do more podcasts. More things coming up on the horizon. You never know what's for me, but I'm trying to add acting now. I've done everything else, so now it's time to – I was in plays and stuff, so it's time to get back to plays and acting. So you never know what's next for me, but all I can say is whatever God puts in front of me, I'm going to do it.
I know that. I know that. Awesome. And I'm sure Mama is – hi, Mama. I just want to say that I commend you. Being a young brother, you know, doctoral degree, presidential lifetime award, 3-time selling author, singing, podcast, mentoring every way that you possibly can. And you're right, you know, and you still find the time. And I say that a lot. I have a question for you that I didn't ask you earlier. At any point, did you seek therapy?
Yes, I did after the fact. And so when we first started, I didn't, you know, as you grow up in the church, they say church is all you need to pray about and believe for change. But after that, I began to go to therapy. And therapy, I tell people that it's very important to seek out help. And it's good to be in the church, but seek help outside of the church. So I did start going to therapy, and it changed my life. So I advise anybody who goes through things to seek help and to get the necessary things. You know, they say it's expensive, but sometimes the therapy will work with you. So just go and seek the process, the necessary needs. So I did go to therapy after all the things, and it changed my life because it broke down things that I didn't see before. And so it actually changed my life for the better.
I tell people there's no shame in therapy. There is none whatsoever. It was designed for that purpose. I know I have a therapist. I'm actually looking for another one now, but I've been with my therapist for so many years. But it just made a big difference in my life when I started going to therapy. Now, I won't lie and tell you I wasn't very receptive at first, but I asked God to, when I was looking for a therapist, you know, send me someone that is familiar with what I've gone through. I need someone who's been through trauma. You know, I need someone who's a Christian, because there's going to be times when I am going to talk about things, and if you're not a Christian, you're not going to understand how I flip and flop. You know, yes, I feel I'm still saved, but guess what? I still got an addiction to sex. Yes, I'm still whatever, but I still got this and this and this. You know, so that's why I say, that's why I ask that question, because you've come through so much, you know. And being a male, you know, coming out and explaining that or saying that, that's a big thing, you know. So I thank you for reminding people that it's okay to get help. It's okay. That's what it's designed for. And as, you know, Dr. Jones has said, it helped a lot, a lot. So nuggets of wisdom I want to ask. Not only I want to do it, but I don't want to do it just yet. But what, because we already asked about a certain thing that, but I want to, actually, I'm going to go for young men or men, period, or people, period, that may be going through. You talk about suicide, you talk about gigs, you talk about drugs. What nuggets of wisdom would you give someone watching?
Or yes, what I would, yes, great question. What I would tell the young man or whoever is listening right now, no matter what you go through, no matter what we face in life, no matter the hurdles the enemy try to throw our way, know that God is there every step of the way, and don't try to be anything that you're not. I tried to be like everybody else when God was trying to make me be my own self. And so it's very important to just wait on the Lord and let him direct your path. I know sometimes life gets hard and it just feel like all hope is lost, and we just feel like we can't make it. We just feel like we can't do this. But I tell people all the time, with God, everything is possible. So what I would tell you now is to trust in the Lord, and he will direct your path. So don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Be that success, because God has a way of flipping the script. I'm telling you now, whoever's listening, eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard the kind of blessing that's going to fall on you. So whatever you're dealing with, whatever you're hurting with, keep on pressing, keep on going forward. I know it may be hard, but God has a way of flipping the script and making your life the right way. So you keep on pressing and let your bro, your new bro, Dr. Jonathan Haynes, hear all about how God has flipped the script and made your life a complete 100% turnaround.
And he is a testimony of it. He's definitely a testimony of it. Now, you mentioned a clothing line. I'd like to talk about that for a second.
Yes, the clothing line is my apparel line. They call me the Songbird of the South, so I wanted to monetize that, and I had a podcast. I do have a podcast, which is called the Comeback Podcast. And so I made Songbird Apparel and Comeback Podcast merchandise. So we have coffee cups. We have masks, if you still wear masks. We still have T-shirts, sweaters. We have muscle shirts. We have all types of things. And so if you go to bonfire.com, type in Songbird Apparel, it will pop up. Go get you some merchandise and support that great cause, because it's a blessing. And so I just have some things on there that if you want a coffee cup, you want anything, just go on there. So that's Songbird Apparel and Comeback Podcast merchandise, and it's on bonfire.com.
Bonfire, like B-O-N-D?
It's B-O-N-F-I-R-E, bonfire, like fire, B-O-N-F-I-R-E .com.
Bonfire. I'm putting
it in the chat. Bonfire. Yeah, so if you type it in, type in Songbird Apparel, and then you'll see a picture of me, and just scroll down, and you'll see all the merchandise that I have available.
Okay. So what was that apparel again?
It's Songbird Apparel, S-O-N-G-B-I-R-D Apparel.
I got you, Songbird. I'm putting it in the chat. Apparel.
Awesome.
That's what's up. That is what's up. I was like, what's up? Like to say, Carol. Okay, bonfire.com. Boom. Put it in chat. So that's what I did. I said, let's see, you are an artist, a recording artist. You do clothing. You do mentoring, and you are a coach. If people wanted to get in contact with you, how they do so?
Yes. How you can contact me is simple. You can go to my website, which is JonathanLHaynes.com. That's JonathanLHaynes.com. It's a thing where you can see my videos. You can go straight to Songbird Apparel merchandise from there. You can see announcements and everything that I got going on. Or you can reach me at my business phone number, 228-346-1535. That's 228-5. And you go on the website, it'll say Dr. Jonathan Haynes for your next event. Anything that you want me to do, if you want to book me for something, singing, speaking, whatever, hit that. It will have a little questionnaire with your name, phone number, email. It will go straight to my assistant. She'll send it to me, and we can get things rolling. I would look forward to connecting with you or being a blessing to your next event. So I'm open. I'm ready to work. If my schedule allows, I can do anything. If I still have breath in my body, I'm willing to do it and make things happen.
Awesome. And that means you will travel, correct?
Yes. As she said, I went to do a TV show. I went to Houston Friday, came back Saturday because I had 3 events today. So I travel and come back home.
Wow. I tell you what. And he makes time to rest. That's
yes. Yes, I do. Yes.
He makes time to rest. So it can be done. Yeah. There's enough hours in the day to take care of what you need to take care of and still rest.
Yes.
So I just want to thank you for taking the time out to of your busy schedule to come on the platform today. And I'm hoping that I can get you back in the future because you gave some very awesome nuggets of wisdom. And to hear your testimony, I tell you what, I'm still blown away by it. I'm still blown away. But it does help me understand body for the Lord.
Yes, yes. It
helps me understand the fire that you have for the Lord and the commitment that you have helping other people by blessing story, blessing them with your anointed voice, just being a blessing, period. And what I love most about you is your humility. So humble.
Oh, thank you.
So
thank
humble.
You.
So humble. And I really appreciate that. Now, I, as I mentioned before, we're both doing the same project again. So congratulations on your new, you know, on the project with Dr. Cole. And
yes.
So I'm just looking at what the future may hold because I'm a firm believer that God always has a way of bringing people together, for especially when you have two like-minded people for a collective movement. Because as I think it's Dr. Nikki that says, collaborate competition any day. And that's very true. When you have collective people, the same thing. And when you're slaying and laying and slaying for the Lord, you know, the enemy gets very upset about that. And that's why he tries to keep that, you know, he tries to sift us as we, but what I love is that we're all headed in the right direction, you know, in the same direction. We want to serve the Lord. We're on fire. And if we got to do it single-handedly, that's fine. But we're open up together collectively. So I'm just going to tell you and just encourage you, my brother, to just keep doing what you're doing because it is working. It is working. It is working. So I just want to encourage you to keep your hands in God's hands and don't let them go as you have told other people to seek God first. And that's very true because sometimes we have the tendency of trying to do things on our own and we all know if we do that, that's a no-no. So let's not do that, you know, to keep our eyes and mind focused on them. So, Dr. Jonathan, thank you so much. And I appreciate you. I'm looking forward to seeing what's – oh, actually, you got a couple days before. I want to make sure we tell people about that. I think Kim Jacobs is coming up next to you. And somebody
yes.
else.
Oh,
I
yes.
don't know. You. Yeah.
Yes, it's a couple of things coming up this week. Tomorrow is the Kim Jacobs show, so please look at that. It's going to be amazing. If you type in the Kim Jacobs show at 10 a.m. Eastern, no, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, the Kim Jacobs show, which is on YouTube or Facebook, And then I think Wednesday I will be on another show. I will post it. It's with Free Little Littles Talk Show. And then Thursday I'm on the Pam Marie Show. So all this information, if you go to the website or you go on my social media, Facebook, it's Dr. Jonathan Haynes, or Instagram, I am Dr. Jonathan. You will see all the flyers and everything, and I'm looking forward to connecting with you. It's going to be a blessing, so come be a part of that as well.
Yes, and you're also on LinkedIn, correct?
Yes, I'm on LinkedIn. It's Dr. Jonathan Haynes.
Awesome. See, I'll be following up.
yes, everything, because I can't remember everything, but all the flyers will be on the site.
It's called teamwork. Teamwork makes the dream work.
So,
I remember Sylvia Kim Jacobs, and I love her. She's phenomenal.
Yes, she is.
Yes, she is. So I believe that is it. I want to make sure we get all your stuff out there. I wanted to make sure. Oh, if they wanted to listen to your music, where do they go?
Yes, you can go wherever music is available. Spotify, Amazon, iTunes, YouTube, just type in Jonathan Haynes. It will pull up my songs. If not, type in Jonathan Haynes, I Love You or Thank You, Lord. Those are the two singles that I put out, and they will bless your life.
Yes. Now, I got a chance to listen to Thank You, Lord, and that one is phenomenal. So I thank you for that. I Love You. I'm really looking forward to that. And but anyway, with that being said, I am going to bid you farewell. So I want to thank you all for tuning in for another episode of Chronicles is a Favorite Woman. And this is my March Men's Message of Month. And what a way to go out, but with a bang, with Dr. Jonathan Haynes. Haynes, because I love it. I love his humble, how he's humble. And I love how his relationship he has with his mother, you know, just how he serves the community and still make time for himself as well. So see you all tomorrow with another Chronicles for Comfort moment, my daily nuggets of wisdom that I put out. And also, believe it or not, as a result, because I said I'll tell you at the end of the show, as a result of having an overwhelming response to my March Men messengers, they're coming over to April as well. So my first two show for April will be, again, a continuation of the overflow. But the fact that I have men coming out, or men are coming out, period, is very awesome to me, and I'm appreciative of it. So with that being said, I love you, but God loves you more, and you have an awesome night. And I'll see you in the morning. Right, let me end the show here. All right.